foot and mouth disease is a very serious viral infection of animals. It affects all cloven-hoofed animals. That includes goats, cattle, pigs, sheep. So it is very serious, and it is listed on the list A of World Animal Health Organization's list of very important diseases, which when they occur, you have to report immediately to your veterinary authorities.
But it's contagious.
It is very contagious disease, and the spread is normally by contact from a sick animal.
What are the symptoms of this disease, foot and mouth disease?
Foot and mouth disease, as the name entails, is a disease which you can see from sores which happen in the mouth and in the interdigital spaces. Like any other viral diseases, just the other general symptoms, but the most specific are sores that you see in the interdigital space and in the mouth. So the animals drool saliva because they cannot swallow. It's so painful. They don't eat. Most of them end up dying from starvation.
Is this disease zoonotic in the sense that it can be transferred to human beings?
No, this disease is not a zoonosis. It is not transmissible to human beings.
How do you control the spread of the disease?
The disease, like enough, can be vaccinated against. The only problem is most developing countries do not have enough running resources to buy the vaccine. The vaccine is a little expensive, so most of our developing country livestock do not get vaccinated against unless there is a serious outbreak. That's when resources are usually pooled specifically to fight against the disease, to control the spread.
Do you have a specific office or maybe a laboratory to maybe check whether the disease is around?
Yeah, in Malawi, for example, we have the Central Vet Laboratory, yes, which has an epidemiology unit which constantly conducts surveillance for all list A diseases in Malawi and reports periodically to the OIE office, to the World Animal Health Organization office. So every time there is an outbreak, it is this office which alerts the whole world that in Malawi there's an outbreak in such and such a place.
Now, what mechanism has the government or maybe your ADD, Agricultural Development Division, put in place to make sure that the disease does not become a problem in our country?
In our country, there is constant awareness meetings. There is training. We have trained people in all the EPAs. We have assistant veterinary officers who are always in contact telling the farmers, like, if you see symptoms like this and this, please report immediately to your assistant veterinary officer, who can report to the veterinary surgeon, and then appropriate measures will be taken immediately.
Of late, we have heard that the government was putting in place travel bans for animals, livestock. Mm-hmm. Were these bans successful?
Yes. Actually, the travel bans are called quarantine. If there is an outbreak in an area, that area is supposed to be quarantined. No animal products or live animals are supposed to move from that quarantined area because the disease is a contagious disease. So if an animal product moves out, you might be transferring the virus because the disease is caused by a virus.
Lastly, does this disease have an impact on the economy of the country?
Yeah, this disease actually is not important because it kills the animal, but it is very important because once there is an outbreak, you cannot export anything from the area affected. So there is a ban from that area. You cannot export any animal products from that particular area. So unless a period certified by the World Animal Health Organization elapses without any other outbreak, then you start again to export. So it's apart from just making the animals sick, it's a very economically important disease worldwide.